Good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this lovely lady is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful morning to hear the Word of God.
That's right. Everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Wednesday because Wednesday's a great day to hear the Word of God.
That's right.
All right.
It's hump day.
That's right. The hump day if you're looking at the week. It's where we start downhill headed toward the weekend.
It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's the day before. Oh, that's right. The day before Thanksgiving. And the great news about today is Jesus is still Lord. And there's still an opportunity for you to be born again or for you to repent if you're like the prodigal son. So we're in 2 Thessalonians 2. This has been I kind of feel like a one-sided discussion. I'm doing the discussion.
And I'm just nodding over here. I agree with him.
All right. So we're in 2 Thessalonians 2. And let's pick up this discourse in verse number 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come. Now, what does that mean, that day? Mm-hmm. That day is referring to the second coming of Jesus.
Right.
There's going to be, there are things that will indicate the coming of the Lord. All right. It's amazing. Jesus said to the people of his time, he said, how is it you can discern the signs of the sky, but you cannot discern the times of your visitation? Mm. So Jesus left us some breadcrumbs. And I mean, you remember Hansel and Gretel? Mm-hmm. It's a fable, right? And anyway, they left breadcrumbs, gingerbread crumbs. So they can be found. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus is leaving us breadcrumbs in scripture so that we can discern and know the signs of the time. All right. So we're in the season. I like the scripture that says we're in the season of his appearing. We're in that season because of the things that have taken place. One of the most crucial things that had to take place was a nation had to be born in a day. And we find the nation of Israel born in a day, right? It had been totally destroyed. The people had been dispersed all over the world. But the United Nations came together and in one day made Israel a nation, recognized the state of Israel, all right? And so that was a fulfillment of scripture.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Israel is something that we keep our eyes on and is indicative of showing us some keys as we move toward the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
It's amazing to me that Israel is the smallest piece of real estate on the planet as
and
a nation. And Jerusalem,
somebody's wanting it all the time.
And Jerusalem is the focal point of the Bible and the focal point of the world.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, the scripture is calling it, every nation will hate Israel.
Yes.
You can see it. There's so much bias toward Israel in the media. It's unbelievable. It's just not fair. Mm-hmm. They don't matter what they do, the world comes against them.
Right. And they defend themselves and they're the bad
guys.
That's
right. And the Arab terrorists can do whatever they want to do and they're the good guys.
Right.
Well, I want you to know that's not the way it's going to go down in history.
Right.
All right. It's not the way it's going to go. God loves his people. He loves all people. God loves the Jew. He loves the Arab. He loves the Gentiles. He loves the church of God. He loves everybody the same.
Yes.
All right.
And what he did for us, he did for everybody.
That's right.
And we were sinners when he did it.
That's right.
You know, he didn't do it just for the good people and just for the people who believed who Jesus is. He did it for all of humanity. And it is only our choice then to receive him as our Savior. You know, we came to this topic this week talking about the coming of the Lord, concerning the coming of the Lord. Part of it is, it's part of our reading last week and this week as we read through the Bible, which we're doing the chronological Bible this year. And, you know, we really got to thinking about it because people are asking this question, you know, with so much darkness that has increased
That's
in the
right.
last few years, people are starting to ask this question.
That's
is
right.
this a sign that the Lord is about to come? It could very well be. But we wanted to answer some questions about the concerning
yeah.
of the coming of the Lord.
Right. And you know what God's wanting is to make his church great again. The church is the key character mm-hmm. other than Israel, the church.
Right.
The church is where God does his thing. He uses the church. And you and I that are born again believers in Jesus Christ, we make up the body of Christ. We are the church.
Yes,
all right?
We have to realize that, as you just said, the church is the body of Christ. So what Jesus did in his body on this earth, we are now commissioned as the whole body of Christ.
That's right.
To all take our part. We're all a part of the body. We're a finger, or we're an arm, or we're a toe, or we're a head. Whatever it is we are in the body of Christ, we need to take our place so that the whole body works the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And we're not going into those scriptures, but it is what we're talking about. The body of Christ is the church, and the church
That's
is to
right.
be doing his ministry since he left us.
That's right.
And because we've not really been in the, we've not really been in the fray the last few years, we've pulled ourselves back. We think, you know, just standing on the sidelines.
I think the last 2 years, people engaged in prayer.
I believe in the last 2 years, yes. But what, where did we get for the church to finally wake up and realize that they needed to get serious? We've allowed, over the decades, we've allowed things to come in that we would have never seen if it had been 50 years ago. We wouldn't be seeing these things. And so the church is now waking up and realizing that prayer is what's going to make a difference, and making a difference in the world around you as well. Making a difference, you know, in showing our goodness, showing our love, showing our integrity, being different from the culture, being different
That's
from
right.
the world. Is what makes us different, and people will then be drawn to Jesus because of it.
You know, you hear all this stuff going on, you know, post-Christianity in America. When did Christianity go away in America?
No.
I'm just curious. I didn't realize it had quit. You know, but let me just go back to what I said here in this Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no one deceive you. You know what that word deceive means? It means to cause someone to have misleading or erroneous views concerning the truth. So we just want to give you some truth.
We did a whole week on the truth.
Yeah, that Jesus. Yes, we did.
We did.
That Jesus is coming back.
Right.
He's coming back. And notice what he says. Let no one deceive you by any means, that the day of the Lord will not come unless the falling away comes first. There's going to be an apostasy that's going to take place. All right. And the man of sin will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
First, there's a falling away. Then the man of perdition will be revealed. Now, let's go a little further in here, because this is something that's important. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Right.
Now, this speaks of the Antichrist. Now, let's stop for a minute and ask a question. Antichrist. Well, anti means to be against.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Christ is God's anointed and his anointed one. So the spirit of Antichrist is already at work. First John tells us that the spirit of Antichrist is already at work in the world. It's anti God's anointed one and his anointing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people who are against Jesus. That's the spirit of Antichrist that's at work in the earth today. It's significant that you know that and understand, because that's what the man of perdition is.
Mm-hmm.
He is against God's anointed.
Right.
Notice, he's going to exalt himself in the temple in Jerusalem. But think about it. Didn't Satan try that in heaven? Yes, in Ezekiel, we read about that. Ezekiel 13, I think it is. But he was cast out of heaven, kicked out. Boom, shaka, gone,
bam,
all the way down to the earth. Listen, this time, though, he's going to be kicked into hell and chained for 1,000 years. All right. So this is not going to be an exciting time for him.
And he's fighting it with everything he has.
Because with the catching away, the church begins the 7-year tribulation period. And during that 7-year tribulation period, on the last part of that, Jesus steps out of heaven, the mountain splits, and you and I will be coming back with Jesus, and we will set up the millennial. He'll set up the millennial reign. We'll rule and reign for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound in chains, and all of his demons down in hell. They'll be bound for that 1,000 years, but then they'll be loosed one more time for a final battle, of which he will lose. It's been fixed. He's done. He's finished. And then you and I will live in a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So these are the things that are going to take place that are coming. But look at what he says right here. The man of sin is revealed. All right. Mm-hmm. And so he does all that. Then look at verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and how you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time? For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. That's what we've seen over the last 4 years. Lawlessness is beginning to work. Defunding the police so that people can get away with whatever they want to get away with.
But it's been coming on over the decades.
That's right. They no longer want to be restrained. They want to give themselves over to those things. And look at this. Look at what it says. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. That's the Antichrist. So there's something holding back. Now, what is it? Now, I've heard a lot of people say it's the Holy Spirit, but wait a minute. It could not be the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because the Spirit of God, according to John 3, Jesus himself said, except a man be born of the Spirit and of the water, or the Word. That's literally talking about the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Ooh, I'm giving you some scripture. I'll write them all down. Get it. That's called the Word of God. All right. That's how we're born again, by the Spirit and by the Word of God, or accepting Jesus.
Right.
That's how we're born again, because he is the Word of God.
Right.
So people are still going to be getting saved during the tribulation and during the millennium. They'll still be able to. The Spirit of God is here. He is not leaving, ladies.
So if the Holy Spirit leaves us,
then how will
people
get saved?
People cannot be saved.
So it can't be the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And number two, well, then it had to be Jesus. No, Jesus left when he ascended into heaven. He's now seated at the right hand of the Father.
And sent the Holy Spirit to take his place.
And good. Come on, give me some.
I got a word in.
Yes. Go ahead. Take it from there.
No, go ahead.
And he did. He sent the Spirit of God. He said, it's expedient that I go not, that I go away.
Right.
For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. The Counselor.
Our advocate.
Our standby.
Our standby.
Yeah.
Our Counselor.
He's the man. He's the Holy Spirit, the one that's working in us, the one who comes inside us, the one who empowers us. We get baptized in the Spirit of God according to Acts 2, 1 through 4. But Acts 1, 8, you shall be endued with power from on high. After that, the Spirit has come upon you. Glory to God. You got the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Double dose.
That's right.
Just like
you need the
Elisha.
Double dose.
That's not Elisha, but Elijah. Yeah, Elijah.
Elisha. Yeah. Elijah was first.
So notice this. So if it's not the Holy Spirit and it's not Jesus, then who's going to be moved out of the way? The church.
Which he commissioned before he left.
Which he gave all of his authority.
That's right.
To the church. Mm-hmm. The church has the authority to loose and to bind. Mm-hmm. He said that in Matthew, 16. Verses 18 and 19, whatsoever a man binds on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We have the power to restrain darkness. The church has the authority through Jesus to bind and stop and restrain. To restrain means to push back, to hold back, to not let it advance. Mm-hmm. That's what you and I have working in us as part of the church. That's why the church needs to have the spirit of unity and the bond of peace.
Right.
Because when we're in unity, listen, what did Jesus say at the Tower of Babel, or the Lord say at the Tower of Babel? He said, if man puts his mind together to do something, he can't be stopped. That's unity. They come together. It's unity. And God wants us to be in unity, and he wants us to move forward. And I guess we've run out of time. But I'm just getting excited about
it. I know
this.
I can tell you're getting excited.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're on the horizon seeing.
That's right.
We're seeing these things beginning to take place. And we're going to talk more about it tomorrow. All right?
On Thanksgiving.
All right. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Strengthen us. God, give us boldness. And let us be the church alive. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow button right down there so family and friends can get connected as well. And don't forget to subscribe now on, if you're on YouTube, subscribe now to our YouTube channel so you can watch what we're doing all around the world in Mike Campbell Ministries.
All
check
right.
out our website as well.
All right. Be sure and join us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. for more of PM and the AM. God bless and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.